You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Yeah. All right, all, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming wide, live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, here till 1 o'clock today. Started off with a double shot from Fear. Yes, we heard two versions of the classic track, New York's All Right, If You Like Saxophones. Fear, classic act from Los Angeles, California. Yeah, we heard the original version, which came out in 1981 on the Slash Records, or 1982 on the Slash Records release, Fear the Record, and then we heard a remake of it 30 years later with a different lineup. Yeah, New York's All Right If You Like Saxophones, and yeah, Fear, yeah, I got to see them a very long time ago in Vancouver, the last time, the only time, I saw them twice, once in Seattle in the 90s and once in Vancouver in the early 2000s, 2001, but Fear will be on tour right now, and it is three quarters of the classic lineup of Fear, leaving on vocals Philo Kramer on guitar and Spit Sticks on drums. So yeah, excellent acts, one of my favorites. Yeah, so this is Generation Annihilation, as I said, and it's a beautiful day outside on this August long weekend. Yeah, Pride Day happening downtown. Shred the Loops Festival happening in Kamloops, British Columbia. And across the pond in the UK is Rebellion Fest. Yeah, but I'm up here in the station bringing you a good show. And we're going to hear an act who will be here coming in August. Yeah, they will be playing August 17th or August 18th at the Black Lab. I'm talking about No Problem. This is a song called Let God Sort Them Out. It's off their new release. It's off their new release called Let God Sort Them Out, and this is a song called War Paint on Generation Annihilation, CITR. Here we go.
Yeah. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
This is Graham from the Wednesday Night Heroes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. We started things all off with No Problem. From their latest release on Deranged Records, full-length release, it's called Let God Sort Them Out, and we heard a track called War Paint, and we followed with Petite from Portland, Oregon, from a release from theirs on Run State Tapes. Name of the track is called Torches. And yeah, Run State Tapes from Montreal and Petite will be coming to town. Yeah, they will be playing in August alongside No Problem and Niv Stuckett, who will be their last show. That's Saturday, August 18th. So yeah, check that one out. Yeah, we followed with Chain Whip, Overstimulated World from their self-titled 7-inch release on Neon Taste Records. Followed off with an act from Kamloops, British Columbia called Nutrition. Yeah, the name of the track we heard was called Hate Myself Still, and, yeah, remember that band, Louis J, he plays in a band called Bootlicker, who are currently on the East Coast playing some shows, and we're gonna hear a track from their 6-track EP, yeah, this is a track called Fragments. Here we go. Yeah.
Grave, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
All right, started things all off with Bootlicker, who are touring the east coast of the United States at the moment. We heard a track called Fragments off their six-track, seven-inch release. And yeah, that's a good one. Check it out. Six tracks, and it came out on cassette on Slow Death Records, and the 500 pressing of a 7-inch is out on Rawhead Records from Canada, and we followed with Fane, local acts, who will be touring the east coast of the United States as well, playing a bunch of shows in Boston, New York, Chicago, Detroit. Yeah, sounds awesome. Yeah, we heard a song from their 10 Charge Tracks release, which will be coming out on Thought Decay Records, the vinyl still at the pressing plant. We heard a track called Liar, and we heard a local act called Starvation. They played their debut show in Vancouver last week, five-track demo of theirs. Heard a track called Humanity's Final Breath and Starvation, feature members of Anna and Laughing Boy and some other Vancouver acts. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Check them out. And then we heard an act from Sweden called Profoss. Yeah, 7-inch EP. They're a band from Malmoa, and they feature members of Fifan, Inferno, The Dahmers, Terrible Feelings, Lawgiver, Nightmen, and yeah, came out a few months back on Adult Crash Records. The track we heard was called Era Offer, and from Dead of Night, we heard a track called The Scourge, and this is a two-track, 7-inch release from Dead of Night, and this band has apparently been going since 2004, and yeah, members are in all sorts of all different bands over different states, but yeah, members from Aggression Pact, Waste Management, Boston Strangler, Step Forward, No Sir I Won't, etc., etc. Yeah, two song 7-inch EP, some good crust for ya from Dead of Night. And right about now we're gonna hear an act from Winnipeg, Manitoba, or are they from what? No, they're from Edmonton, Manitoba. Edmonton, Alberta. We're talking about Bleach, and yeah, then we're going to hear a track from them. Yeah, but first we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Here we go.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Bye. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Hi, everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
All right. Started things all off with Bleach from Edmonton, Alberta. That's from a new demo of theirs. Just came out. We heard a track called Heritage Minutes, and we took you back to the early 2000s on Hellcat Records from F-Minus, the Wake Up Screaming release. Heard a track called Wake Up, and yeah, this band is no more, but this was their second full-length release, I believe, and it was produced by Steve Albini, and man, it was a real rager. Then we went to the early 90s with New York City's Nausea. Track from the Extinction release came out on vinyl on Profane Existence Records. Heard a track called Johnny Got His Gun. Yeah, the guitar player for that band, Victory, went to play on in Chaos UK. The drummer, Roy, one of their drummers, he went to play in Amoebix. Yeah, not sure what any of the members are doing at this point in time at the moment. Followed with Option from Boston, Massachusetts. This is a release that came out this year called Four More Years, or the Hour of Action. The name of the song is called Four More Years. And yeah, three piece. And members from that band were in a band called No Sir, I Won't. And both bands sound a lot like Crass and not in a bad way either. And we're going to get into some UK punk, some 80s UK punk in the UK 82 vein. This is The Actives.
Yeah! Sounds like It's what you hear from the Exploited. Listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Start things all off with the Actives out of Scotland. This one is going back originally to 1984, reissued in 2014. The name of the release was called Kick It Down. The reissue is on Puke and Vomit Records. I don't have original, but this is a very good replica of it. I haven't seen the original, but this looks pretty authentic. Followed with Chaos, another act from London, England. Title track of a 7-inch release of theirs going back to 1984 on Pogar Records. Yeah, record label that's from Germany. Yeah, Tribal Warfare is the name of the track. And the song followed with Criminal Justice with a track called The Race Is On for NATO. And this is from a demo of theirs going back to July 1983. And we followed with Riot Squad from the Don't Be Denied 7-inch on Rotland Records. We heard a track called Police Power. And yeah, this is winding up Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR. Yeah, enjoy the summer weather and enjoy the happiness. It's not too hot out there. So I'm glad it's cooled down. I'm thinking you might be as well. So check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and we're going to leave you with one more. This is an act from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. They were kind of like on the punk side of metal, but they were kind of prog-ish as well. So picture a prog punk rock metal act all amalgamated to one. I think you probably know this band. They're called Voivod. It's from their newest release called The Wake. This is a track called Obsolete Beings and Power Chord, which should be up next. Stay tuned for that. See you later.